Good afternoon, Long Beach. This is Jesse. I am a U.S. Navy veteran, and I am the founder of People of the Earth here. And to my right is Lance.
Hey, guys. Welcome to our first ever podcast for People of the Earth. My name is Lance. I am a Marine Corps veteran serving from 2011 to 2015. Right now, I currently serve as Vice President for People of the Earth. And now I'm going to pass it off to my battle buddy, Navardo. Kick it off, brother.
Hey, what's going on, you guys? My name is Navardo. I am a USMC veteran as well. I served in the Marine Corps from 2010 to 2014. Very excited to be here. Excited about this show. I'm going to go ahead and pass it on to Mr. Jesse, the founder of Boat Crew.
Okay, everyone. So like I mentioned earlier, my name is Jesse, U.S. Navy veteran. I served from 2006 to 2011 on board the USS Boxer. So as a firefighter, I just have a lot of insights on building camaraderie and, you know, staying together and just working as a team. So let's see here. People of the Earth to us here in Long Beach represents more than just any other organization. Our goal here with People of the Earth started at Cal State Long Beach, and we could talk a little bit more about that here later on. But essentially, we created People of the Earth, which is a community-based organization that focuses on healing veterans and the Long Beach community through environmental stewardship and mental health awareness. So check it out. Our organization has hosted and participated in community events such as beach cleanups every third Saturday of the month. We do guided meditation hikes out here in the San Gabriels, Los Angeles, and Malibu Mountains. And we've also partnered up with various outside organizations. And our main intention of our work is to heal the body, the soul, and the collective while stewarding the sacred land that we reside on. And so, you know, I also want to pass the mic here down to Lance, because I want him to talk a little bit about, you know, what Pope means for him and, you know, his personal thoughts and, you know, kind of his transition through this evolution that we've all been through.
Awesome. Thank you, Jesse. Appreciate you, brother. And for me, People of the Earth, what I like most or what resonates most deeply within me is the mental health aspect. When I start reflecting about my journey through mental health and even my own transition and experience with it, you know, post-Marine Corps, I can tell you my mental health was certainly not in the best shape. With that being said, that's why, you know, People of the Earth, the mission, the values, the execution with hosting these meditation workshops and truly understanding and feeling the value that these type of resources bring, especially to our veteran community, is incredibly important to me. And it saved me. It certainly has given me a second lease on life. And my only wish and aspiration is to continue to pass it on and provide these opportunities for other veterans and members within our own community too. But now I'm going to pass it off to Gonzo and see what his perspective is on People of the Earth and what resonates with him.
Right. Yeah. So People of the Earth, to me, I mean, it's something that we're very passionate about, something that, you know, I take very seriously. And, you know, when I transitioned out of the Marine Corps, I didn't really have a community to come back to. I didn't really have a group. You know, I had friends from back in the day, but I didn't really have like-minded individuals that had gone through similar experiences in the military as I had. So really felt out of touch, really felt disconnected with society at large. And, you know, throughout my transition, I discovered, you know, that there's other people just like me. There's veterans out here, people that have not experienced, you know, the military culture, that also have struggled with their mental health. Mental health is something that is extremely important to me. Also, environmental stewardship is something that is extremely important to me. Those are the two pillars of the organization, which is why, you know, we believe deeply and we are passionate about those two pillars. When I first got out, I went on plenty of hikes with some of my friends, and, you know, I realized that nature and connecting with nature on hikes, on walks, being outside really helped my mental health. And I also found meditation throughout my transition. And that, you know, is something that we've been able to include here with our mission as People of the Earth. So very excited about what the future holds. And, you know, we're excited to continue with the mission moving forward.
With that said, Navardo, and thanks for sharing, you both, honestly, thanks for sharing that. It takes a lot of will, a lot of power. It definitely speaks on how far you've evolved mentally to be here and share that story. So I really appreciate that. you know, as a veteran, everybody has their own transitions. Everybody goes through their own waves, ups and downs. But, you know, I guess like the question I want to ask the group is, you know, why, you know, besides the reasons you gave earlier, why do you want to normalize, you know, mental health awareness, so to speak? Like, and so I throw that topic, let's go with Novardo and then we'll work.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, and I hate talking about this, but it's just what it is. It's just the reality of life. In the veteran community right now, there's a statistic going around that there's over 20 veterans that commit suicide every day. Unfortunately, I've had some of my friends pass away in that way. And, you know, one veteran taking their life or one person taking their own life is extremely unfortunate. And I think that if you're listening to this show right now, and you've had somebody that's near and dear to your heart pass away in that way, I think you would agree that it is very devastating. And there's a lot of guilt that stays with the survivors of those friends and family members. And the first time that one of my friends died by suicide was in 2016. He was a machine gunner that was attached to my squad on my first deployment. And, you know, it's just unfortunate that he couldn't get the help that he needed in time to save his life. The second time was one of the young Marines that was in my squad for my second deployment. He unfortunately died by suicide in November of 2021. And again, it was devastating. There's no easy way to go about it. And then the third was last year. One of my buddies overdosed in February of last year due to his combat trauma, due to his mental health issues. And he couldn't, you know, overcome those demons that were haunting him. So for me, mental health awareness is something that's extremely important, not only in the veteran community, but in society at large, because I feel like so many people, when, you know, they talk about depression, they talk about anxiety, or maybe they talk about mental health issues that they're going through. If the people that are around you don't understand or are not informed or knowledgeable about these mental health illnesses and problems, it's going to be very difficult for you to communicate and connect with them. And, you know, mental health awareness, what it does is it allows for people to, number one, I think, get educated and really understand the different effects of the mind on different people, how trauma and experiences can affect your day-to-day life. So I think, you know, focusing on mental health moving forward and mental health awareness is something that's important, just because every day people are struggling with different mental health issues, and it's important to recognize, you know, those things in advance so that we don't have people, you know, taking their own lives. So that's kind of my two cents on that.
Thank you for sharing that. I know, you know, it's a tough question sometimes, especially because it brings up the past. You know, bless their souls for those brothers and sisters that unfortunately have had thought that this is the only option or only way to go. And so that's what we want to do here with Poe, just, you know, normalize that conversation and just make sure that everybody knows that, you know, we're all here together and we can continue helping each other. And so I, you know, with that same question, Lance, what do you have on that topic?
I think for me, when it comes to, you know, why do I wish to normalize mental health awareness is, you know, I'll take a little bit back to my own cultural roots and even my own identity as just, you know, as a man. We, you know, whether being from Hispanic household or a Mexican household, you know, mental health isn't spoken about. You know, it isn't a topic around the dinner table, and the focus is more about, you know, putting food on the table rather than, you know, evaluating one's own stresses or talking about their anxiety or depression that they may be feeling. And, you know, just that just wasn't a conversation. And so it's very difficult to even address the situation without being first becoming aware of it. Even
that's a great point.
Even within, like, maybe let's say a community of men, you know, I mean, sometimes, you know, we as men enjoy or prefer, not necessarily enjoy, but prefer to, you know, keep it, you know, all of our personal issues to ourselves. We don't seek out resources. We don't seek out help from our buddies, from our, you know, our squad members, from our fire team. For whatever reason, maybe a sense of pride or just unaware or, you know, the perception of being seen as weak. So that's why I wished to normalize some of these mental health awareness. And I think for me, more importantly, just to dispel the stigma that is surrounding these kind of, you know, conversation, dispel the ignorance.
The wounded veteran, right?
Exactly. And really just normalize this conversation, and more importantly, the access to the resources as well as your own ability, and that is well within your right as a human being to, you know, go out and seek. And that's it, because ultimately your mental health state is not only going to impact you and your body, but it's also going to impact your family, your loved ones, your right. children. Those issues can live on for generations. So that's why I, you know, enjoy very much talking and having these discussions.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that insight, because it just brings up something that I was working through, and working through in the sense of acceptance, like breaking that generational chain of, like, you know, things that we really haven't been able, like, to comprehend without being wanting to know and learn more about our history, our characteristics, and so forth. So, you know, we could talk more about that too, but, you know, I want to focus more on, you know, this month is mental health awareness for a lot of folks that are out there. I do want to push out a message that we got going on here for this month. So we got our 5K mental health resilience run. Last year it was a successful run. We hosted it in the same month. Our goal this year is to raise 5K for 5K, 5K for 5K, essentially, right. A 5K run for, you know, getting $5,000 to continue doing more wellness programs in the community. It's going to be hosted May 21st at 7:30 a.m. location. Somebody might pull that location up, but essentially, it's going to be down on the
down on the beach path. Here, I have the address right here, Jesse. Give me a second.
Yeah, and then
so
if you guys...
it's going to be on 5400 East Ocean Boulevard, Long Beach, California, zip code 90803. Again, the address is going to be Sunday, May 21st at 7:30 in the morning. The address is 5400 East Ocean Boulevard, Long Beach, California, 90803. Really excited to see you guys there.
Yeah, and if you... are tech savvy in that sense, and you have Instagram, please check us out. You can find our registration link there for if you decide to run or donate. So our Instagram handle is POTE_crew with the K. We are also fiscally sponsored by City Heart. We're really, really grateful to have them.
Grateful.
Yeah, super grateful. It's an amazing organization, and they've opened up the doors to help us grow as an organization. And so we're super blessed to have them on our corner. And you can find the registration link through their website as well. I'm not sure if we have that website available we'll post that up later on. Navardo, I know you were sharing something about earlier, you know, transition of like from the military and to civilian and then now here, right? What obstacles, one obstacle did you have to like really, really confront in order for you to be sitting where you're at right now?
Dude, that's a great question, man. You know, that is an excellent question. I think the biggest obstacle was myself. And I think that is the issue in a lot of times, if you will, with any problems that you might be facing. The biggest obstacle was myself, and the reason why I say that is because I wasn't aware of I wasn't aware of how depression and post-combat stress could affect the human mind. I just wasn't aware of that. So because I wasn't aware, I went on about my life thinking that, you know, partying every weekend starting on like Wednesday was okay, you know, drinking my ass off, just being obnoxious, getting in trouble with the police, getting in bar fights, all kinds of weird shit that I did when I first got out, you know, was reckless to say the least. And, you know, I'm not here to say like, oh, I'm an angel and, you know, I've overcame all of that. But I didn't realize how much of a problem it was, my depression that I was dealing with and my mental health issues that I was dealing with at the time, and how it was affecting, like Lance said earlier, the people that are around you, right? Your family, maybe some of your close friends, because, you know, they can see it. They can see that you're hurting in some capacity. So when I finally acknowledged that, you know, if something was going to change, I had to change my way of thinking, and I had to change my perspective. I read a great quote in this book called The Obstacle is the Way. It's a book written by Ryan Holiday, but he says, perspective precedes action. Therefore, the right perspective is necessary in order to take the right action. So, you know, my perspective was fucked up, to say the least. I wasn't in the right frame of mind. So when I realized that I was a problem that was bringing me all of my problems, the number one thing that I did is I asked for help. And like Lance touched on earlier, I think as men, that's one of the hardest things that you can do is ask for help when it comes to yourself, because it's like, wait, what's a problem? It's nothing physical, if you will, but it's something inside of me that, you know, I don't feel comfortable with. And what that looked like in practical terms is I called the vet center in Gardena, and I got in contact with somebody in order to get therapy there. And that was early on in 2016, right after my buddy had died by suicide. So going to therapy was my first step to, you know, getting on this road to where I am today. But like I said, that was in 2016. It's 2023 now. I've done so many different things, but that was the very first step, acknowledging that I was a problem and then finding a solution for it.
Yeah, thank you. I think that, you know, acknowledging that, you know, like being true to yourself, like, hey, man, you know, I'm messing up. Like, there's something that just it's not working. Some people jump from relationships to relationships and just keep pointing the finger, but you know, you just don't realize that, you know, maybe there's something not going like well for myself. I haven't worked through some stuff. And so Lance, you know, I sent you the same, you know, I give you the same like topic here. What was that one obstacle that you really overcame to be sitting here with us?
And same thing with Navardo. You know, I love his take on it. In my own personal, I would also agree that it was, you know, myself that also had issues. And I think more importantly for me was just the lack of awareness. And so when I got out in 2015, some of the things that I would experience or feel, I couldn't exactly, you know, vocalize them or properly define them, but I knew that something was almost twisted within me, you know, being hyper aware of my surroundings and being always tense or stressed out at the time, you know, not the inability to be present, you know, in the moment, having anxiety, depression. I know another big issue too was being irritated or being easy to anger and lashing out against my family or my friends. And so that's why I've always seen these, you know, small things within myself. When I would reflect, it was like, okay, why did I, you know, act or react in this manner? And I always felt like there was something, a better path, you know, for one to take, or, you know, really kind of think things through, or how to process it in a much more calmer and peaceful manner. And honestly, that point I didn't reach that cross point until 2019. So that was like been 4 years of just like living with all this shit. But in 2019, when Navardo came and he started speaking about his own experience with, you know, Project Welcome Home Troops, the Sky Breath Meditation course that they offer free to veterans and their loved ones. I'll just throw that out there. Nice. And, you know, that's when I really started changing things around for me, my own perspective, my own mental health, and my own awareness too, and my emotional intelligence, and just really having the ability to finally have the tools or the resources, you know, to really just manage all of this. So that's really what, a little bit of my experience and what I felt, and really ultimately when, you know, things started changing for me. But I don't know, Jesse, I want to hear your story, man. Like, how was your transition, you know, or at least what you experienced once you left the Navy?
So my name is Jesse. I'm a U.S. Navy veteran. I grew up in Southeast Los Angeles. My mom was a single parent. She worked 2-3 jobs throughout the days, and I basically ended up having to take care of my sister. So from a small age, I knew I wanted to serve my country, and I did all these MCU JROTC little like military leadership like programs and stuff like that, and it landed me into the Navy. And then when I got there, I realized that, you know, I wanted to do more with my life than just devote myself to the military. I wanted to, you know, serve my group of a community, like the veteran community and where I live. So that's a little bit about myself. When I got out in 2006, it was really hard for me. I was, you know, I had no skills to, you know, re-engage back into the community. All I knew is I wanted to go to school, but that was very difficult. I couldn't assimilate with other students that were younger than me, especially. I was in a relationship that ended up just being toxic. I was getting in trouble out with the law and just like drinking for no reason sometimes. Just, yeah, it was just a mess. And you know, we don't have a blueprint or a manual when you get out of the military to, you know, how to engage. You're just really left off with the support system that you have or whatever skills or maturity level that you're at as an individual. But you know what, when there's perseverance, there's always hope. So that's the one thing that kept me going. I had this big vision, you know, how can we have veterans find healing through nature? I remember the first time I met Navardo here. He was giving a speech out in Cal State Long Beach, particularly regarding about mental health and suicide awareness in the veterans community. And so, you know, I just felt that passion, and you know, just talking to him like just kind of sparked me as well, and I was able to spark other individuals here like Lance and other folks that we interact here. And so, you know, it just gave me a sense of purpose again to, you know, I was serving my country, now I can serve my community. And I think that's what we all need. That is the blueprint, given these you know, military individuals, that blueprint to serve in their community, to be in some way of capacity, like fulfilling something that they have that purpose or they're destined to. So if we could do that here in Pote with individuals to find their leadership, their natural calling, or even just, you know, find that nature does heal them or grounds them, like that's overall like the success that we want for that individual. And for them to know that they have a camaraderie, they have someone they can call, they have someone they can hang out, you know, like, and that's what we have, the activities that we have every month. We have, you know, beach cleanup every third Saturday of the month outside in nature, where people can see the waste that we produce and how it unfortunately ends up in our beaches. And so when we clean it, I like asking folks, how did you feel when you came in, and how are you feeling now before, you know, after you did this exercise, you know? And the same thing, we go on, you know, every 2 months we go on a nice little hike, but instead of just being a hike that you go from point A to point B, we've incorporated a meditation portion into it, so we can be mindful as we're going to from point A to point B and give an intention again. You know, what are you trying to get out of this? And, you know, once we do find a nice precipice or a nice, you know, saddle where we can sit down and huddle in a circle and just kind of close our eyes and just know that the group that you're with has your back, really just kind of alleviates that anxiety. Other things that we like to do is social nights. You know, I'm really, really like love engaging in social night activities where we pick a brewery or a pizza place and we all just get together and just, you know, share stories and, you know, ideas and stuff like that. Overall building that camaraderie. So, you know, with that, I do want to pass this over to Navardo, and I think he has a question here as well. Thank you for letting me speak.
Yeah, I just wanted to add a few more things that People of the Earth has been able to accomplish over the last few years. One of the biggest things that we were able to do last year was a 10K run for mental health. We hosted it around this same time last year. It was a 10K run for mental health. We were able to raise over $10,000 to have one of the organizations that we partner up with called Project Welcome Home Troops. We were able to host Veterans Sky Resilience Training here at the Village of Zacabrillo. City Heart was our partner there too, and we were very grateful for the space that they provided. So that's something that, you know, we did in the past that we're doing again this year. Again, we just wanted to mention, if you are available and you'd like to join us, it's open to all levels, all ages. We are having a 5K run on May 21st at 7:30 in the morning. We put out that address before, so if you do need more information on that, you can follow us at on Instagram. Our handle, if you will, is POTE_crew, the K. We have all the information on there. We have all the different things that we've been able to do over the last year or so. Something that we're very proud of is the fact that we've picked up over 1,000 pounds of trash over the last year and a half that we've been doing beach cleanups. The hikes that we've done over a dozen hikes. We also, you know, do group runs with Long Beach Running Club every Monday. And that's also another organization here locally that we were partnered with to do the 5K, and they helped us out last year as well with the 10K. So, you know, I think to keep it on the mental health topic, you know, you asked me earlier, Jesse, about what was maybe the biggest obstacle that maybe you faced during your transition. I think if maybe we could take it a step further and maybe acknowledge maybe what is something that, you know, over the last however long you've been out, what's something that you would say and recommend maybe for somebody that might be on their way out of the military right now? What is something that maybe you would recommend for them, Mr. Jesse? Go ahead.
Yeah, definitely have a game plan. You know, if you're a military personnel transitioning into civilianhood, well, guess what? You have your support system and your mental maturity to get through the next evolution of, or the next phase of your life. And, you know, have a game plan, write what you want to do. Don't just get out and be like, I'll figure it out later, because it's easily to fill that with negativity, like old paths, old patterns, you know, things that you were doing before the Navy. Literally, you will do it again, because that's what your mind is constructed to, memorizing things that it has done before. So have a game plan. My game plans was to go to school, and that's all I had. Just like, I'm going to go to school. I have my benefits, and I'm going to make something out of myself, because I went into the military because I didn't have those benefits, you know, single parent mom, didn't have money to put me through school. Yeah, I could have done financial aid, but I also didn't know what I wanted to do. So I took the military path to kind of give me that space. Do I want to retire from here, or do I want to get skills that I can translate into the civilianhood? Take advantage of school. Once you are in school, assuming that's the route you want to do, you want to go through college, get your associates or your bachelor's, or you just want to do a trade school, just keep that mind busy. I also suggest, you know, picking up running, staying up to date with your physical health. That translates into your mental health.
Great point.
Yeah, no, it really does. I mean, when I was going through the hardest parts of my life transitioning, I was running almost every day, and people were like, what are you running from? And I didn't know. I didn't know until now. I was running away from the anxieties, from the stress that were going to continue to be there if I didn't really work through those things. But I was able to identify them, and I was able to tame them through running and staying active. Stay in a, you know, look for other veteran like-minded organizations, you know, like be involved, whether it's at school, you know, become involved in a club. Don't just go to school and then go straight home. You know, you're not gonna fit in school. So just make the best out of it and be that loud person and be that veteran that people will look at and be like, hey man, this guy's cool. Like, I loved his stories, stuff like that. You know, Lance, what do you think? What are some stuff that got you through your stuff transitions?
Honestly, Jesse, I feel like you hit it on the head, brother. And the whole, you know, keeping in shape, keeping your, I think also, you know, keeping your experience and resume up to date and actually use your benefits. I mean, that was actually something that I knew I wanted to do and made sure that I used, because like there's sometimes I run into veterans and they'll be like, you know what, man, I think I'm going to postpone my GI Bill. Or, you know what, I went to college, but then I stopped after like a semester. And I was like, I'm just like, oh my God, come on. Like, how are you going to like not start or quit halfway through when, you know, these resources are available to you? And more than that, they're actually paying you to go through this. At the same time, you know, I can understand why some people, you know, stop or quit or whatever. Yeah, but I think those good, positive habits, that game plan will really support your transition. Because oftentimes, at least, you know, from my experience, when I was leaving, I went through like this 1 week, like exit class. Yeah, and I was like, what is this baloney? But it was more like a check in the box, I guess. But it really, I mean, I really didn't get any value from it. Yeah. You know, I kind of had to figure it out on my own, or at least, like Jesse said, you know, start being more involved with campus organizations or campus resources, or just, you know, trying to touch base with other veterans and just asking for their insight or their opinion. And I'll just finish it off with this. The one biggest thing that really helped me was meditation. You know, I can't thank Project Welcome Home Troops enough. You know, their program, their purpose really gave me a second lease on life. And honestly, I will be eternally grateful for them. And I will continue to push that message. And as tiring as it may sound, that, you know, it does work. I thought it was a bunch of hippie nonsense, but turns out it isn't. But maybe pass it over to Navardo about how he got started with Project Welcome Home Troops, you know, why, I guess how he found it, the benefits he's experienced, and how his transition has, you know, been from before and after taking the course.
Yeah, what do they do there at Project Welcome Home Troops, especially since we brought them up here on the show?
Yeah. So before I touch on that, I just wanted to, you know, piggyback on what you guys just said there. I think for me, the idea is, it's a single word, it's just being resourceful, right? It's, you know, finding networks, finding groups, finding new people, finding organizations, and using those resources that are available to you. There's so many different organizations out there. If you like to play the guitar, I guarantee you there's a guitar nonprofit organization that can teach you how to play guitar, right? If you like to surf, I guarantee you there's an organization out there that can get you involved in surfing, right? If you like to do jujitsu, shit, I do jujitsu right now. Big shout out to We Defy Foundation. We Defy Foundation is a nonprofit organization that essentially pays for a full year of jujitsu for you. So that's something that I've been able to do. There's other ones like Save the Brave. They have fishing trips. They also pay for 4 years for veterans, Brazilian jujitsu course. But essentially, my point is just be resourceful, right? The opportunities and the organizations and the people that want to help are available if you make yourself available, and you have to advocate for yourself. But to go to the point of Project Welcome Home Troops, when I found them in 2017, I was already going through therapy. I had already been introduced to meditation, but not to the extent of what Project Welcome Home Troops does. It was mainly guided meditation through an app called Insight Timer. I would essentially use it to sleep just because I had trouble sleeping at night, and, you know, playing some of the sounds on Insight Timer just really, you know, relaxed my mind, relieved a lot of stress. And, you know, I'll just share a quick story. The very first time that I went into to see a therapist, it was this big dude, and he was also a veteran. And, you know, he could see that I was very tense. I mean, one of my buddies had literally just taken his life a week before that. And I didn't know what to expect with going into therapy. So when I went in there, essentially the gentleman asked me, when was the last time that you were happy? And I think that's a great question for anybody tuning in right now, is ask yourself, when was the last time that I was happy? You know, was it this morning when I took the dog out, this morning when I had coffee, maybe yesterday you saw the family, whatever the case may be, ask yourself, when was the last time you were happy? When this gentleman asked me that question in 2016, I honestly didn't know the answer to that question. I couldn't come up with a concrete answer to tell him, hey, you know what, yesterday or last week, I was happy when I did this or did that, because I wasn't happy. I was actually very depressed, and I just didn't really understand what that looked like, or, you know, really what it looked like. I just thought it was the normal veteran process. And when I realized that I couldn't come up with an answer to his question of unhappiness, I just froze, and I told him, like, you know what, I don't know. And I don't know when the last time I was happy. I can't remember. And he told me, okay. He gave me these earphones and he told me, put these on, close your eyes, and put your hands facing upward in your lap. I was just in such a bad state at that time, mental state, that I just would comply. Whatever anyone would tell me that was gonna be helpful, I was willing to do. And I did it, and I put on these headphones, and he put on a 1 minute meditation, a sound meditation from that app, Insight Timer. And I felt like 10, 15 minutes passed by, but it was only a 60 second meditation. And I felt really relaxed. I felt at ease, something that I hadn't felt in years at that time. And, you know, that basically introduced me to meditation that single day. And I asked him when I finished the 1 minute meditation, I asked him, what was that? And he told me that's meditation. A year later is when I got invited to the first course with Project Welcome Home Troops. Just to give you guys an idea of what Project Welcome Home Troops, they are a international organization. They're a non-government organization, an NGO recognized by NATO. And they do have a group here in the United States called Project Welcome Home Troops. Their mother organization is actually called the International Association of Human Values. Project Welcome Home Troops is a subsidiary of the mother organization. And essentially what they do is they teach veterans mental health resilience through breathing and meditation techniques. The first time I went through it, on the third day, I had a pretty wild experience that, you know, it's difficult to kind of put into words. It's just something that you have to experience for yourself. If you are a veteran or somebody that is interested in attending, we could definitely give you that information. But after going through the course my first time, I felt the changes immediately. You know, I was more restful. I had more peace of mind. The depression still was there, but I had, for lack of better terms, I had a way to manage it. I had a way to, you know, practice my breathing techniques and help alleviate some of that stress, anxiety, and some of those other mental health challenges. So after going through it the first time, I reached out to my instructor and I basically asked him if I could do anything to help them continue to promote and push their organization. And shortly, like a year later, I got invited to an event of theirs. It was actually not an event, but it was like a...
Was it something like a retreat? Right?
Like a retreat. There you go. Yeah, so it was like a retreat. And then a year after that, I believe it was early 2019 or maybe late 2018, I got invited to Washington, D.C. with them. And we went through a four-day course to become a veteran facilitator. And basically what that means is that I can host and create workshops for veterans as long as I could get 10 people to commit. And that's something that, you know, we were able to do at Long Beach State. I'm sure you guys remember that in 2019 at the pyramid.
And then also here last year, and we've done a few online workshops too. I know you guys have gone through them. So
That's kind of what Project Women Troops is all about.
How many times have you gone through the course now, Gonzo?
I think, because during the pandemic they took it all online, and I went through that one twice, I believe, and in person I believe I've done it 5 times. So I think total I've done it over 7 different times. Mm-hmm. And every time you know, it's a different experience, it's something different that I take away. This has been great.
I agree. I think I've done it 4 times total, 2 in person, 2 online. And every single time I go through it, I always feel like there's just a little bit more to peel back, you know, on the onion.
Layers of the onion.
There's a little bit more to, you know, dig up or uncover, a little bit more of the joy and your own inner peace and being able, you know, allowing yourself, or at least having the capacity to finally feel it. And more importantly, actually share it with other people too. Just same thing with Gonzo. I mean, there was a while where I couldn't remember the last time I was happy. But then actually having the ability to experience joy, that was like almost an unknown concept for me. And so what about you, Jesse? How many times have you gone through the course? What was your experience, I guess, when we did it back in Long Beach in 2019?
Yeah, so we're talking about Project Welcome Home Troops. I've taken it a couple times. I mean, just a couple of times has already been pretty significant, has shifted definitely, like, inside of my person, has definitely been shifted. So like the way I like to describe it was, the first time I went through it, you know, just going through a lot of things, this was just like bouncing through my head. I was doing these breathing meditation workshops that like were really helping me stay grounded and, you know, reduce the anxiety and stress that I was like dealing with. And in return, because I was not so focused on that stress, that anxiety, it allowed me to focus on what the issue was to begin with. And like, I like to share my story. I felt like throughout my whole life, I've been carrying a bag or a big balloon, like this thick balloon full of water, on my back everywhere I go. And doing these breathing meditation workshop, you know, surprisingly, just breathing itself, but breathing in a rhythm, and that's the secret overall. Like it started to just create a hole on that water full of or that balloon full of water, and just, you know, now I feel like I can, like, express myself. I feel like I can cry, and that's something we haven't even touched bases here. Crying as a man, like, what is that? As a Latino man, like, what? So, you know, I've been, like, very tapped into that. Like, you know, tears do heal, and, you know, I'm not saying here I'm crying all the time or anything like that, but
stop crying, dude.
Yeah.
No,
but it is something, you know, like, interesting, because it was really, really difficult for me to even, like, shed a tear, like, for any, like, I had no compassion, like, you know, I was just disconnected. And when I went through this first class and the second time, the more I feel like it's easier. And every time I do get a good cry, like, I feel 100 times better. And it's just insane. I don't even know what the chemistry or the biological chemistry of that is, but it feels great. And, you know, I want to share that, and I think that's what we're all here doing, Poe, and sharing Project Welcome Home True, their sky resilience breathing classes and stuff like that, and partnering with other great organizations. It's just like, we want to deliver that hope for people that might have let that go a long time ago.
Yeah, and I think something, not only with meditation, but really everything that, you know, People of the Earth is about, is things that are practical, right? Things that, it's not just ideas, it's not just myths, it's not just concepts. These are actual things that everyday people can commit to and actually do. It's an action, not just an idea or something that's flimsy in the air. And I think that's what, you know, we pride ourselves in. Like the beach cleanups, it's a hands-on experience. Going on a hike, you know, you have to get on your feet, you have to throw some gear on your back, and you have to get after it. You know, the meditation workshops that we do, you have to breathe. It's an action. So the Long Beach Running Club stuff that we do, the group runs that we do, you literally have to run. So everything that we're about, it's not just ideas.
It's not a pill.
It's not a pill. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be something that, you know, you have to show up, you have to do, and you actually have to, you know, get after it. So that's more or less some of the things that, you know, People of the Earth is about, some of the things that we've been able to do over the last year. We're very excited here with our partnership with City Heart, thankful for, you know, them giving us this opportunity, this platform, to give our voice to essentially tell our story, right? And everybody has a story, so, you know, moving forward, we would like to maybe invite some members of the community that might relate to what the conversation that we had today, and really, you know, our mission, and invite them to join us in the future to have these conversations here with, you know, the platform that City Heart has provided. We would love to have you, if you have heard this and maybe you are interested in coming out and telling your story, how mental health, you know, has affected you, your family, or maybe the people that you know. Maybe in the future you could jump on one of these episodes with us. Another thing that, you know, we would like to do sometime this summer is host a meditation workshop. We've talked about it plenty, but we do want to open that up later on this summer to the community, not just for the veteran population, but for the community. This 5K that we're doing on Sunday, May 21st at 7:30 in the morning. Address is 5400 East Ocean Boulevard, Long Beach, California, 90803. It's a 5K, and our goal is to raise $5,000. Again, these $5,000, none of us get paid for what we do. This is a 100% volunteer force. And the $5,000 that we will raise, those will go to hosting. A part of that will go to the overall mission of People of the Earth, but a piece of that will also go to sponsor community members and community personnel to join the meditation workshop that we do plan on hosting later this summer. So if you have heard this podcast show today, this radio show today, we would love to, you know, maybe hear from you if you are interested in taking a look at Project Welcome Home Troops and some of their meditation techniques. Again, the money that we're going to raise for this 5K event on May 21st It's going to go to sponsor some of the community members that might, you know, be on a lower budget, might not be able to pay for a $300 course, because that's about the average cost per individual to go through a course like this. So if you are interested in maybe attending that workshop later on this year, perhaps at the end of the summer, we would love to invite you. You don't have to worry about the cost. We can cover that for you. And that is something that we're very excited to do. What else, guys? What else we got going on this year?
Lancer, what do you got?
I'll say, Navarro, you hit it on the head, brother. So thank you for that. And really just want to reemphasize, you know, mental health, the challenges that come with it, you know, can affect anybody, you know, regardless of your background, socioeconomic, cultural, color of your skin, and gender identity. And really, you know, let's just approach this issue collectively with compassion, with understanding, and more importantly, with actionable support. And so please, you know, come join us for one of our events for the run. You know, all ages are welcome. If you aren't able to participate in the run, you know, we still hopefully can consider donating. And that way we can still continue to host these type of events with others, and, you know, make sure that we keep it open to all, especially with those who may not have the resources to, you know, directly access it or be able to, you know, fund their own participation. Once again, our Instagram is at Pote Crew. So that is spelled POTE underscore crew with a K. And I'm going to pass it off to Jesse. He's going to, you know, finish it up, our calendar for May. What we got planned, Jesse?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Check us out on POTE underscore crew with a K. Essentially, as People of the Earth. Our Instagram has a calendar every month. We put out a calendar every month of the activities that we got going on. Some days we have a month where it's like an art day at the park, or we're gonna go do a meditation at a hike. So for this month, all of our Mondays, we are doing a run with Long Beach Running Club, which is one of the biggest running clubs here in Long Beach.
The biggest,
literally. Gus, an amazing leader, and all the great participants that come out to the runs. Everybody's amazing. Everybody's working on their mental health of some way, shape, or form, or just their physical attributes, goals, whatever it is. That's what it's all about. On the 18th, we're going to be having a open mic night. Well, we're not hosting it, but Vulnerabilidad is going to be hosting it at Plantitas. And that's going to be 5/18, and that's going to be at 6:30. We have a beach cleanup on that's going to be May the 20th from 10 to 12. You can come by anytime. We are going to be having free donuts, coffee. We have materials. If you have your own stuff, bring it through, and come, you know, weigh out the trash with us. We have a 5K.
Sunscreen. Bring some sunscreen.
Sunscreen and a hat and hydration, please.
Vitamin D is extremely important.
We are CPR certified, so, you know, we don't want to use those
no heat casualties. Skills.
Yeah. We'll take care of you. But we had Navarro promote the 5K mental health awareness run on 5/21. And we also have a Navy Memorial Day. That's going to be May 28th. May 28th at
get some Navy.
5:30 to 8. You can find that event that we're going to be doing at the
Memorial Day.
Yeah.
That's at the next to the lighthouse here at Long Beach.
Yeah, it's going to be at the lighthouse. You'll see a group of motivated individuals there.
Follow our Instagram. All the details will be posted on there directly.
Yeah, don't be afraid.
If you have questions, send us a DM on there too.
All right. So thank you all for tuning in. Hopefully something great came out of this. This episode was mostly about introducing Pote, who we are as the people running it, and what this means to us. And, you know, we are greatly appreciated.
I guess we're signing off for the day, guys. Hey, have a good Friday.
Happy Mother's Day.
Lock it in.
And all right, guys. You guys have a good weekend. Gonzo out.
Is that it?